Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, December 7th. Currently with fair skies, it is 22 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.66. The dew point is 17 degrees. And the current wind chill is 15 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. There will be sobriety checkpoints in several areas in Topeka over the next few days. Roxanne Stewart has more.
An announcement on the Topeka Police Department's Facebook page says checkpoints start at 10:30 this evening and will run through early Friday morning as part of the national Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over program. Checkpoints will be in the 4300 block of Southwest Topeka Boulevard, the 900 block of Northwest Topeka Boulevard, the 200 block of Southwest Gage, the 2500 block of Wanamaker, and the 1100 block of Southeast 29th Street. The department says plan your sober ride home in advance. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Registered nurses at two Ascension hospitals in Kansas, Ascension Via Christi St. Francis and Ascension Via Christi St. Joseph hospitals in Wichita, went on a one-day strike Wednesday to protest unsafe conditions that they said management has failed to remedy. The hospital is using replacement agency nurses to work for 4 days, and the registered nurses can return at that point. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Tis the season for savings at Prairie Land Partners with year-end holiday discounts. Right now, save big with $2,500 off select 1, 2, 3, and 5 series John Deere compact utility tractors. The gift giving doesn't stop there. Prairie Land Partners John Deere is making it even merrier with 0% financing for 72 months. Hurry into your local Prairie Land Partners for all the festive details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov/...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, alongside a group of bipartisan senators, introduced the Protecting Rural Seniors Access to Care Act, which is legislation that would prevent the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from finalizing a proposed rule that will harm nursing homes and patients across rural America. The bill is supported by over 90 national and state organizations, including Leading Age Kansas, the Kansas Hospital Association, and the Kansas Healthcare Association Kansas Center for Assisted Living. The rule would impact 316 nursing facilities and long-term care units in Kansas. The Protecting Rural Seniors Access to Care Act would prevent the rule requiring minimum staffing standards for long-term care facilities from going into effect by requiring HHS to demonstrate the rule would not result in the closure of skilled nursing facilities, would not harm patient access, and would not make workforce shortage issues worse in areas that are already struggling. The legislation would also establish an advisory panel on nursing home staffing that includes voices from both urban and rural communities. The panel would submit a report to Congress that analyzes workforce shortages and makes practical recommendations to strengthen the workforce. Senator Marshall is also leading efforts to address the root cause faced by nursing homes, including building a robust nurse workforce. Recently, the Senate Help Committee passed Senator Marshall's primary care and workforce legislation that would substantially increase the number of physicians, nurse practitioners, nurses, dentists, and other clinicians through existing programs, including Teaching Health Center's Graduate Medical Education Program, Nurse Corps, and the National Health Service Corps, among others. On Thursday, November 30th, the Environmental Protection Agency announced that utilities in Kansas and Missouri would have to pull hundreds of thousands of lead pipes out of the ground within 10 years under a proposed rule. And the proposed rule would also lower the limit on lead in water by one-third. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said in a news release that lead in drinking water is a generational public health issue, and the EPA's proposal will accelerate progress towards President Biden's goal of replacing every lead pipe across America once and for all. For much of the 20th century, utilities were permitted to install lead service lines for the pipes that carry water from water mains under the street into homes. The EPA banned them in 1986. However, utilities have never been required to remove the existing pipes. In fact, some utility companies don't know where the remaining lead service lines are. Estimates as to how many remain vary widely. In Kansas, the EPA estimates 54,107 lead pipes remain, while the NRDC believes there are more than 160,000. Lead is a neurotoxin that in high doses can be fatal, and even at low levels, exposure to lead can hinder children's brain development and cause behavioral problems and learning difficulties. It was in pipes, gasoline, and household paint for most of the last century, exposing generations of children to its effects. While the rate of lead poisoning has plummeted compared to the mid-20th century, when leaded gasoline fumes exposed children in droves, thousands of children in Kansas and Missouri are found with elevated blood lead levels every year. For older children, water makes up about 20% of lead exposure, but for bottle-fed infants, it's the primary source of poisoning. The NRDC estimated replacing lead service lines would lead to hundreds of billions of dollars in avoided health expenses, primarily from reduced cardiovascular disease. The EPA will hold public information and listening sessions and accept comments into the new year, and it plans to finalize the rule by October. NCK Tech, the two-year technical college which offers hands-on learning in construction, health, business, and technology, has set its sights on expansion with plans to improve both its Hayes campus and programs to align with the evolving needs of students. NCK Tech President Eric Burks said the two things that are going to expand through the building are the CDL department and their construction department. The commercial driver's license program at NCK Tech equips students for various licensed classes and ensures approval for transporting tanks, hazardous materials, longer combination vehicles, and passenger vehicles, including school buses. The construction program offers carpentry, heavy equipment operation, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning education to students. The aim is to have a plan completed by March of 2024 and finalized by September of 2024 to have the building fully operational by the fall of 2025, featuring improved programs and new study rooms for students on campus. The expansion is exclusively for the NCK Tech campus in Hayes, with no current plans for extending the college campus or its programs in Beloit. According to authorities in Nebraska News, a Kansas man led authorities on a high-speed chase on Tuesday in rural southern Nebraska. Furnace County Sheriff Douglas Brown said a man kicked out the owner of a Chevy Traverse in Norton, Kansas, and fled with a female still inside. At around 4:20 p.m., Furnace County Dispatch received a report of the Chevy heading north on Highway 283 toward Nebraska. Deputies started pursuing the vehicle 14 miles after it crossed the Nebraska-Kansas border, and the sheriff's office said that the vehicle reached 100 miles per hour and that the driver sideswiped a deputy's vehicle. With the help of the Nebraska State Patrol and the Gosper County Sheriff's Office, deputies stopped the vehicle in Elwood. The 26-year-old man was taken into custody and charges are pending, and the female in the vehicle was unharmed, according to the sheriff's office. A Ravenna teen was sighted following a crash between an SUV and a Hastings public school bus late Tuesday morning. According to the Hastings Police Department, around 11 a.m., officers were called to the 1900 block of West J Street after it was reported that a red SUV driven by 18-year-old male from Ravenna rear-ended the bus when it was stopped at a railroad crossing. Captain Jason Haas reported that the teenage boy sustained minor injuries to his face, but the three children and two adults involved in the accident were unharmed. According to Hayes, the teenager received a citation for driving too close to the car in front of them, and additionally, the SUV had to be towed away from the accident site. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Boys head basketball coach Doug Rusink to update on the team and their upcoming games.
Coach, you got your season started off and with the win last week against Hoxie. But first of all, why don't we talk a little bit about your squad and what you're bringing back this year?
Well, we got 21 kids with just one senior, and the other three classes pretty well are evenly divided. We've got three kids back that started for us or most of the year for us, and so those would be the three kids we rely on. And really, the other kids that we're going to play are coming off our JV group, and they get some experience, and hopefully they'll get better as the year progresses.
And you also have some pretty good numbers this year that you'll be able to play a lot on the junior varsity and a possible little C team.
Yeah, if somebody will play us a little C team, we'll play that. We've got enough kids to do that, yes.
Coach, last Friday, you hosted the Hoxie Indians, and a big win for you, considering that they're a pretty good team from the past, and of course a Mid-Continent League foe. Why don't we talk a little bit about that Hoxie game Friday night?
We felt pretty good about how we played in that one. We knew that they were a solid basketball team. They did lose a couple of good scores for them, but they had a lot of kids back. I mean, remainder of their kids were back. A lot of their bench kids were back, so we knew they would be a solid team. So, and they're pretty athletic. They're not very big now, but they're pretty athletic, and so we knew they would give us some trouble. And they like to shoot the three against us, and we did a pretty good job early, especially closing out to that and causing some trouble. Later in the game, we weren't, I suppose, conditioning-wise, we're a little tired. Nick closed out as well, but they hit some threes on us at times. But overall, we were really pleased with our defense. On the other end of the floor, we executed pretty well for no more practice than we'd had. Kids didn't really shoot it very well from the three-point line, and we missed some, shots around the basket that we probably could have hit. But overall, we were really pleased with what we did.
Coach, you mentioned that you haven't had a lot of practice to do the football team. Now, you're able to get a couple more people off the bench in this game. Do you feel that this coming week that you're going to have a few more set teams to be out on the floor?
Well, we're still kind of looking at all that. We've got some young kids we'd prefer to play in the JV tournaments and not have to burn them in this Goodland tournament especially. So we'll just kind of play that by ear. Obviously, if we have to have them, we'll put them on the floor and burn a game for them. But ideally, we'd not have to play them, and they'd keep their games, and they get to play some JV. But we definitely got a lot of work to do is kind of shoring up who are, our guys coming off the bench are, and making sure that they get better and what we can do with them, that type of thing. So we got a lot of work to do in that area, but there's a lot of good kids there we can use.
This week you traveled to Goodland for the topside tip-off, and it's always a good start of the season for you with several teams outside of the league. Thursday you have your game out there, and what time's that game, and who's your opponent?
I believe we play at 5, and we play Burlington, Colorado.
And what do you know, anything about Burlington this year?
Well, we don't know a lot. They've got two really good kids back. One that's back averaged 19 a game a year ago. So they're really good. They had some really good kids. And so we don't know a lot about them. We know they're pretty – we expect them to be a pretty good team. And the tournament as a whole is going to be really good. And, basically it's kind of about us. We go out and do what we do and try to improve on what we're doing. And hopefully we'll play well enough to win that first one.
Win or lose, that your opponent will either be Goodland or Ray, Colorado. And do you have any insight on those two teams?
Well, Ray is ranked number 1 in 2A in Colorado, and Goodland, I know, is really very, very good. They have got some really athletic kids. They got a couple of kids that can really shoot it. They got a point guard back, a big guy inside back, some athletes back. So I'm sure they feel like they're probably a pretty good team. And they've, had some mentionings, of being in the state, lined up in the state. So we know they'll be solid. So both those teams are going to be really good. So win or lose, it's going to be a tough game for us in the second round.
Of course, depending on your placing, you'll also play on Saturday. And there again, you don't really know when you will play. So we wish you the best luck Thursday when you run out to Goodland for the topside tip-off. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rusink, and good luck to the boys' basketball team in their upcoming games. Governor Kelly issued an executive order on Wednesday following the formal proclamation from President Biden that flags are to be lowered to half staff on December 19th from sunrise to sunset to honor former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Governor Kelly stated that Sandra Day O'Connor blazed a trail not just on the Supreme Court, but for women at every level of government. Dedicated, impartial, and pragmatic, she sought consensus on the toughest issues facing the court, shaping the country as we know it today. The 93-year-old former justice died on December 1st from complications of advanced dementia and a respiratory illness in Phoenix. O'Connor, the first female justice to serve in the nation's highest court, was appointed by Ronald Reagan in 1981, retiring in 2006. Her body will lie in repose at the Supreme Court on December 18th, one day before her scheduled funeral at the National Cathedral. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter twist, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be spaghetti, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with the low around 36 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 51 and on Friday night, mostly cloudy with the low around 28. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny with the high near 46 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 53. On Monday, mostly sunny with the high near 56. On Tuesday, partly sunny with the high near 47. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with the high near 51. Currently, with clear skies, it is 22 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is west at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.66. The dew point is 17 degrees. And the current wind chill is 15 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. Kansas State football lost its offensive coordinator to Texas A&M yesterday, with Wildcat legend Colin Klein departing for the SEC after spending the last seven seasons as a coach in Manhattan. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com spoke to WIBW Radio in Topeka about why Klein made the move and what K-State will do next.
I think the money was substantial. We haven't found out yet what it is. There's rumors that he might be the highest paid assistant in college football history. You know, kind of not only short-term changing the finances of your family, but also moving to the SEC on that stage in a program that can and should be succeeding. And if you play a role in it next season with Coach Elko, who I think he was incredibly comfortable with, another part of this, if you play a role in that, man, you're going to be a head coach, and soon. And that's the goal of Colin Klein. And I thought he would maybe do it here at Kansas State. Or maybe that's going to take him elsewhere.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. That's why Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is proud to be the trusted choice of more Kansans than anyone else. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state...
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey, you need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have a clear sky across most of the state as a ridge of high pressure has settled in over the central part of the country. We also have low pressure that's developed in eastern Colorado. As that ridge and low start to move east today, that will increase the wind speed, especially in south central and southeast Kansas, where gusts may reach 45 miles per hour and a wind advisory goes into effect. Temperatures today running between 15 and 20 degrees above normal statewide. A few areas could get close to record setting. Then as the disturbance moves out of the western part of the country, a cold front pushes through early tomorrow and on Friday. Northwestern Kansas, sunny with today's high in the upper 60s. In north central Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high 65. In northeastern Kansas, sunny and windy today, our high temperature in the mid-60s. Southwestern Kansas, warmer and windy today with a high around 75. Sunny, breezy, upper 60s in south central Kansas. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny with today's high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, cattle futures completely fell apart yesterday with support remaining elusive and any increase now viewed as a selling opportunity. Hogs held well with prices mixed into closes, but lower cutouts may influence trade today. Corn futures are higher this morning, bouncing from Wednesday's small reversal lower off the 50-day moving average in the March futures. Soybeans are priced higher as well this morning, with January soybeans back above $13. Wheat prices are higher this morning, but Wednesday's closes that were well off the highs were a disappointment to the bulls. We may have seen some hedge selling from producers that hadn't seen a good wheat rally for a couple of months. This has been a check of the weather and agriculture markets. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.